as we rise together and we give Reverend Omar a good Christ Faith Tabernacle Bristol welcome.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All glory and honor belongs to the Lord. Amen. You may be seated, please.
I just have to observe protocol. So, but to preach, I leave it out for a while. You know, we have to come with those gloves. We are women of royal destiny. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for that welcome, Pastor Benson. This is home for me. And we want to thank God for the Benson's family and the Benson's church. Amen. The Benson's Church in Bristol. Hallelujah. Christ with Tabernacle. So that's what I call the Benson's Church. Amen. The theme of this year's conference is Women in the Kingdom. You know, it has been so wonderful from the beginning. And thank you so much for welcoming me to be here. Like I said, if you have not done the good job, there is no way I can stand here to preach. I have to go to the marketplaces. I have to go everywhere to make sure that I have my own people. But Bristol, you have done a great job and you cannot come down. Amen. Just put your hands together for yourself. And I know, I prophesy into your life this morning that the least of you will be 1,000. Amen. The smallest, a mighty nation. Amen. When next I will come, everywhere will be full in the name of Jesus. I believe it and it will come to pass. Amen. So that's what makes us women in the kingdom. You know, women were the first to see Jesus. And we will continue as women in the name of Jesus. Then we go and tell the men, we have seen Jesus. Hallelujah. People will begin to see you reflect it like never before. I'll still ask you this question as I continue. Why are we in the kingdom? I said to you on Friday that many people are in the kingdom for various reasons. Some are in the kingdom because they want to make friends. This is a new one I'm giving to you. Those of you that were not here, you get the tape. Because some are in the kingdom because it's their parents' church, I said on Friday. They are in the church because it's their friends' church. They are in the church because they want to make name. That's the reason why some people are in the church. They are in the church because they're trusting God for promotion and they know when you get to church and you pray, and that pastor pray for you, you get that job. Is that the reason why you are in this church? Some are in the church just to look for their future partner. Is that the reason why you are here? When you go to that church, have good etiquette. They raise them very well. Those girls, those young ladies, they pray. Is that the reason why you are here? To look for a girlfriend, to look for a boyfriend? You failed if that's the reason why you are here. These are part of the things in the kingdom, and God brings it to your finger like net, to the finger of your tip. Why do you put it? Like never before. Many are in the kingdom for various reasons, and some are in the kingdom. Some are in the kingdom for healing, trusting God for the healing. Then they come and pray. Everything is a package already in the kingdom. Some are looking for wife, husband, as I said. Some is for business purposes. Some is for friendship. Maybe when you are doing party, a lot of people will help you too. Because I'm talking to African society. You have all these, they are big etai. It's pink color. It's a purple color. I'm talking to African society, right? And is that the reason why you are here? So that you have people to celebrate with you? You have failed if that's the reason. Friendship and so on. There are many reasons why people come to the kingdom. But if you come to the kingdom for selfish purposes, then you have failed. I said to us that we have two kingdoms. The kingdom of God and the kingdom of this world. If you are in the kingdom for all these things that I've talked about, then you are still in the kingdom of this world. You are worldly. God is going to take you out if you are worldly this morning. In this kingdom, you don't dress anyhow. Let me quickly chip into that because I'm not finding time to do it. In this kingdom, we are like Mary Magdalene that dresses good. In this kingdom, you don't wear 100 earrings. 2, 3, 4, 5 earrings, you don't. In this kingdom, you don't wear bracelets on your ankle. That's part of the worldly kingdom. Don't follow the world. In this kingdom, you don't. There are do's and don'ts. I'm talking to women. Sometimes when you buy, like it happened to me. You got a blender. I did not read the instructions. Do's and don'ts of the blender.
I just started blending. I didn't know that. I've used warm water. I just did my own style. By the time I started putting things in the blender, the thing packed up immediately. Thank God for insurance. So I didn't tell them it's my mistake. I just told them insurance because I insured it anyway. So anything can happen. So in the kingdom, if you don't follow the laws or the principles, things don't go well for you. And then you start to complain. So what is you're being in the kingdom of this world. When you are worldly, when you commit fornication, adultery, I'm chipping this in for us to be able to understand. You can't go to the world and then be coming in and out of the church, go to the world, mess around, and come and stay here to be singing. In this kingdom, it's not allowed. People shy away from this to tell people about the kingdom. When we get to heaven, they will spell it out to God. So in God's kingdom, you cannot be worldly. There's something about God's kingdom. When you are in God's kingdom, you cannot be shaken. Hallelujah. You are firm. Anything you lay your hands on in the kingdom works out for you. As long as you are serving God. I'll still give you scriptures to all this. You can never be shaken. Because in this kingdom, the world is firmly established. But the kingdom of the world, if you are in the kingdom of the world, will be shaking because there are things that make you to shake. Little things frighten you. Little things pull you down. That's what happened in the kingdom. That's why I can't belong to that kingdom. Because people mess around in that kingdom. Yay! Therefore, we must live a Christian lifestyle by presenting our bodies as a living sacrifice unto God in this kingdom. You cannot mess around like other people in the world mess around. No. Your dressing cannot be like that world of the world. You cannot expose your body. You cannot wear mini. Then you are standing, your pant is showing when you are bending. You cannot do that. In this kingdom, it's full gown down. In this kingdom, it's long-legged midi skirts in this kingdom. Too much rules, too much regulation. Yes, that's what this kingdom is for. And you must take it on board. That book of Psalm 96, 10 to 13. Say among the nation, this is one of my favorite psalms. Say among the nation, the Lord reigns. In this kingdom, it's only God that reigns in this kingdom. Hallelujah. Can I have someone put their hands together for the Lord? Hallelujah. Because God is the one that reigns in this kingdom. In the kingdom of the world, devil is the one that reigns. That's why you have people disobedient to parents. They are in the kingdom of this world. People disobedient in the church. They don't follow the law. The man of God say one thing. That's you. I can't be bothered. Leave their church for them. Is that you? Then you're in the kingdom of this world. In this kingdom, the Lord reigns and there is protocol. Protocols are observed. Hallelujah. In this kingdom, people, orderliness in the kingdom. That's another package. By the time I finish this conference in London, I'll be able to tell you orderliness in the kingdom. You can't just run on the altar and go and carry a microphone. No. You must be instructed to go there. Even if you know how to sing, you cannot just go. In this kingdom, there is orderliness. In this kingdom, in your home, where the father and mother are the one in the kingdom there, you must obey your parents in this kingdom. So the Lord reigns. The world is firmly established in this kingdom, I said, and it cannot be shaken. It cannot be moved. That's what that psalm says, Psalm 96. Verse 10, the world in this kingdom is firmly established. Even though we are in the world, but we are seated with him in the heavenly places, far above principalities and powers. In this kingdom, we can never be moved. Nothing can move you. There is no news that comes on board. May God give us that faith, that strong faith to stand to the end. In this kingdom, he will judge the people with equity. Hallelujah. That is judgment. Jesus is coming. In this kingdom, you don't want to be touching all the time. Every Sunday, you are just coming, wear your clothes, dance, shout, hallelujah, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, amen. No, that's not about this kingdom. That's not about this kingdom. God is coming to judge in the end. It's real. It's coming back again in this kingdom. That's why we are all coming to church. So you don't want to be like those 10 virgins. You want to be ready at all times, fiery for the Lord. Let the earth rejoice. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Psalm 96, verse 11. Let the sea resound and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Then all the trees of the forest will sing for joy. They will sing before the Lord, for he comes. He comes to judge the earth.
In this kingdom, God is still coming back to judge the earth. That's why we must make sure that we serve him with fear and with trembling. He will judge the world in righteousness, because this kingdom is a kingdom of righteousness, truth, and righteousness, truth, and humility. So he's coming to judge the world. So let us observe all these things. I'm happy to be in this kingdom. Very happy to be in this kingdom. I don't know about you. This kingdom, those of you that has listened to my testimony when I was talking to you, has really shaped my life. From my teenage age, 1969, I got born again. 1969, I knew God. 1969, even though I was raised in a home that my parents are not Christian, but the Lord led my feet because of you. Because today, he's in the plan that I've been ministering in Bristol. So I need those things that Lady Ayomanua imparted into me. People are asked to come and teach us the Bible. And we understand the Bible. We learn the Bible. We are taken to motherless babies' home. Because that's all about the kingdom. Jesus fed the poor. He gave to the poor. Blind eyes see. Lame walk. Jesus on earth, if the motherless babies' home, he will visit the motherless babies' home. I'm going to read to you, time permit me, how Jesus fulfilled his own mandate on earth. There are loads of promises and assurance from Jesus to us in this kingdom. Promises and assurance. Hallelujah. Sorry about this. These are part of the things that we do in this kingdom. You cover up. Don't expose yourself. Hallelujah. There are loads of promises. There are loads of assurance from Jesus to us in this kingdom. In this kingdom, guess what? What are the promises? Because I just want to encourage you this morning so that you know that you are not just here because you want to be here. You are here because Jesus is helping you to be able to run that race and be able to make it to the end. Amen. So we are justified by the blood of Jesus in this kingdom. What a good news. I said there are loads and promises of assurance from Jesus to us in this kingdom. Number one, we are justified by the blood of Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 11 and Psalm 96 verse 10b. We are justified. That is, we are declared or made righteous in this kingdom. Nobody is righteous or anything, but Jesus, who knew no sin, was made sin so that we can become the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus went to the cross. He didn't sin. Just because we are justified by his blood. That's why you must not take your salvation lightly at all. Only what makes us, I said to us on Friday, to be in this kingdom, confess with your mouth, and believe in your heart, and declare the lordship of Jesus. That's all you need to be part of this kingdom. It's so easy. I'm not still talking about the kingdom of this world. The kingdom of this world, you have to kill goat, you have to kill ram. They have to shed blood. They have to do a lot of things, but you don't have to do that. Thank God for Jesus. Yes. Promises and assurance in this kingdom. Number two, adopted and identified with Christ in this kingdom. Delivered us from the kingdom of darkness into his wonderful kingdom of life. We are adopted and identified with Christ. Look at what he did. He sat us down with him in the heavenly places, far above principalities, far above powers. And we are seated with him right there to command with Jesus anything that we want. Things are made easy for us in this kingdom. Number three, promises in the kingdom. We are placed under grace and not law. His grace, we quote it, his grace is sufficient for me. Promises, assurance in the kingdom. We are privileged. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We are, number five, we are privileged and given the Holy Spirit to live within us in this kingdom. John chapter 14. He said, yeah, he's going ahead of us to prepare a home for us. So that where he is, we will be. So he sent the Holy Spirit. We are privileged and given the Holy Spirit to live within us. What a privilege in the kingdom. Promised in this kingdom, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Number six, in this kingdom, we are promised and helped in all afflictions. Anything happen to you, just call on his name. It happened. There are promises in the kingdom. By his stripes, you are healed. It all happened in this kingdom.
In this kingdom, we are assured of a confidence or standing in God. We are assured of that. You have confidence to stand before his presence, to ask anything in his name in this kingdom. In this kingdom, you start to number it because I didn't number it here. You are assured of a confidence of his coming glory. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, 18 to 20. We with unveiled faces, we can behold his glory in this kingdom. Hallelujah. In this kingdom, we are assured of the confidence of no separation from the love of God. Who can separate us from the love of God? That's all what happened in this kingdom. In this kingdom, we are assured of a confidence in God's continued faithfulness, even when we are unfaithful. When we are unfaithful, God is faithful. There are loads and loads of promises in this kingdom. As long as you are standing on the rock, which is Jesus Christ, we'll never fall. For all these mercies, Paul advised us to present our bodies as a living sacrifice if you belong to this kingdom. What was Paul's advice in that book of Romans chapter 12 and 1 Corinthians chapter 6:20? He said, for all these mercies, Paul advised us to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. As 1 Corinthians 6:20 reminds and encourages us that God bought our bodies with a price. That's why you must be transformed by renewing of your minds. Hallelujah. Amen. You cannot be in the world and then be in the church and then be in this kingdom. It's not done anywhere. That's why you cannot allow the enemy to rule your life. There is no gossiping in this kingdom because we are transformed by the renewing of our minds. There is no hatred in this kingdom because we want to love everybody. Jesus loves us. That's why he saves us. There is no front biting, back biting, telling lies and doing all sorts of things that the kingdom of the world will do. You cannot do that. So 1 Corinthians 6:20 reminds and encourages us that God bought our bodies with a price. So we must not mess it up, but keep it holy. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15. He who has called us is holy. So we must be holy. In this kingdom, you can't dress anyhow, I told you. That's why when you come to London church and here in Bristol, too, God will allow me. I will see anything. I can't keep quiet. I just call you. It cannot be done. God has given me that grace. And people listen to me. So if you don't listen, if I correct you, or the Holy Spirit send me to you, and you don't, or your pastor sees you and corrects you, and you don't listen, then you belong to the kingdom of the world. You're pretending to come to church. Are you condemning me? No, I'm not condemning you. I'm saying the truth. Because in this kingdom, there is truth. Hallelujah. So what does 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 9 to 20 says? Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Wicked people are in the kingdom of this world. They are wicked. They do evil things. They do those six things that God hates. The seven that is detestable to him. That's book of Proverbs chapter 6 from verse 17 downwards. Proverbs chapter 6. Those wicked things, haughty eyes, feet that make people to enter into evil. Bad, bad things they do. Just write it down. Because of time, I won't be able to go there. And the seven that is detestable to God, they do it. Wicked, wicked things. Those are the things that the people in this world do. They backbite, they frontbite people. They tell lies. They hate. They are unforgiving. When somebody hurt them, as far as I'm concerned, it can never end. May the Lord help you. Amen. So we don't do that in this kingdom. So you need to know. Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? And in that Psalm 145 that we read, it said, the wicked, he will destroy. When I read that part, I always open it up again and again so that people will know that they cannot be wicked. Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers,
nor male prostitutes, nor homosexual offenders, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. All these that I've mentioned to you are practiced by people that are in the kingdom of this world. Fornicators will not be allowed. Adulterers will not be allowed in this kingdom. Male prostitute, homosexual offenders will not be allowed in this kingdom. Jehovah sees, Jehovah knows. Even if you are not revealed, God doesn't want you in the kingdom. That's why we look for a way to take you out if you refuse to yield to him. Nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers. Taking people's money, deceiving people in the church. You are in the kingdom of the world. How could you borrow me some this money? I'll give it to you. And you borrow that money, then you're dodging people up and down. You are in the kingdom of this world. You become a swindler. You won't inherit the kingdom of God. You belong to the kingdom of the world. Let's guide our steps and our lifestyle to all these things that are not supposed to be in this kingdom. And that is what some of you were when we were in the kingdom of the world. Verse 6 of that 1 Corinthians, verse 11 of that 1 Corinthians chapter 6. He said, and that is what some of you were, but you were washed, hallelujah. You were sanctified and you were justified. Look at those three powerful words: washed, sanctified, justified. That what makes you have a belonging in this kingdom. But when we're in the kingdom of the world, some of us drunkards, some of us fornicators, some of us sexually immoral, some of us, we do a lot of things that God cannot even look at us and be happy. But by the time he delivered us from the kingdom of darkness into his wonderful kingdom of light, he shone that light to you. And he draw your attention to himself. He said, come unto me, ye that are, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So in this kingdom, there is plenty of rest. The moment he delivered us, just know that in this kingdom, we are washed. Hallelujah. Amen. In this kingdom, we are sanctified. What a good news. In this kingdom, we are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. In this kingdom, the Spirit of God lives in you. He's the mighty God that moves you. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. The government will be upon his shoulder. In this kingdom, Jesus and God himself reigns. The government is upon his shoulder, like Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. He shall be called the mighty God. In this kingdom, if you allow him to rule your life, the mighty God lives in you. Then you cannot be shaken. Deborah was in this kingdom, Mrs. Lapidot. I call her. She was a housewife, a judge. She can never be moved because the mighty God is the one moving her in whatever she does. Just know that you are washed, you are sanctified, and you are justified. Let these three words not leave you. Everything is permissible for me, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible for me, but I will not be mastered by anything. Food for the stomach and stomach for the food, but God will destroy them both. The body is not meant for sexual immorality, but the Lord and the Lord for the body. Hallelujah. Maybe you have been hiding, doing odd things. You hear it today in this kingdom. God doesn't tolerate those things. I pray that you will come out of them in Jesus' name. Amen. But his power, verse 14, but his power, God raised the Lord from the dead, and he will raise us also. Amen. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ himself? In this kingdom, we belong to Christ. So our body doesn't belong to us. So you can't mess up your body. You can't sell off yourself. Hardly did Dinah, that was raised in a Christian home,
Genesis chapter 34. Young girl, parents are both Christians. Young girl, the parents love the Lord, but she went to town, open eye. Read all you younger ones, read that Genesis 34. You will understand. She was raised in a Christian home, but she won't listen. She comes to church, she won't listen. She does everything. So she went to town to join all the people in Soho places, go to a party. Is it raving or what do you call that thing again? Uh-huh. So she went, she did all these things. Not listening to parents. By the time she knew it, she was raped by Shechem. Worldliness is not allowed in this kingdom. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord will help us. Say, do you not know that he who unites himself with a prostitute is one with her in the body? For it is said, the two will become one flesh. But he who unites himself with the Lord is one with him in the spirit. Hallelujah. In this kingdom, we are full of the spirit because God reigns in this kingdom. Flee from sexual immorality. All other sins are sins a man commits are outside his body. But he who sins sexually sinned against his own body. Do you not know? These are scriptures that are very common to us. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. Don't think, leave me, it's my life. Leave me in my life. I can do anything I want in my life. It's my body. No, it's not your body. Your body belongs to God. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. In this kingdom, you have to honor God with your body. The type of clothes that you wear helps you to honor God. The type of makeup that you wear. Some of you, when you go out now, it's a different makeup. All the eyelashes will go. There's nobody to tell you not to be moderate in your dressing. But when the eyelashes now begin to blind pastors' faces when they're even ministering in the church, there is a problem. I've not seen one in this church because you are doing well. Put your hands together for yourself. Hallelujah. But some, they won't come to church. They might do it outside. The Lord help you then. Do you not know? Therefore, honor God with your body. I want you to underline that word, scripture. Honor God. If that's the only thing you had here today, honor God with your body. Let me come to the young men. Tight trousers. Torn jeans. In this kingdom, you don't wear such things. Your trouser is so tight that your, is it what you call that part of the leg that goes down? Both your thigh and the leg itself is so tight that we don't even know. Regular fit trouser. You know, I shop for men as well. Regular fit trouser is what is allowed in this kingdom. You don't dress anyhow in this kingdom. Don't dress to please anybody, just to please God. Let God salute you and say, yeah. Look at yourself in the mirror and talk to God. How do I look? God will tell you you are okay. Amen? Amen. Because it works in this kingdom. Your spirit lies with God all the time. Hence, in that book of Romans chapter 12, we are also advised not to be conformed to the pattern of this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. It is only those who belong to God's kingdom that will remain and reign with him forever until eternity. You know, I said to you, Jesus is coming. He's coming to judge you. He's coming to judge how you have made use of your body. Coming to judge all this. And chapter 5, chapter 12, verse 5 to 8, and verse 9 to 21 of Romans. And 1 Corinthians chapter 12 also confirmed that there are gifts and graces in the kingdom. 1 Corinthians 12, spiritual gifts. Yes. Instead of wasting your time thinking of being in the world and coming out and all, admire those gifts that God has built in your life. So there are gifts and there are graces in the kingdom. We should not be ignorant of these gifts. 1 Corinthians 12, say that. You are coming to church, you can't speak in tongues. There is a problem. But try. The more you try, you will get there. Hallelujah. With the help of your pastor, you will get there. Thank God for Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, what we call it again? Conference. We just finished one in August. Every time we come together, as the Bible says, just to get that power, receive the power, receive the Holy Ghost. And we all receive it. But we must use them. We must use these gifts since we are in the kingdom. Let me quickly take you to Romans chapter 12, because there are some things about the gift. The spiritual gift, maybe I give you, you go and read that one, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, you read that. But let's go to Romans chapter 12. I need to bring out some gifts that you need to use in the church. That's why we have different groups in the church, because you are coming up as a group in this church. And I don't want you to fail in any, oh Lord, don't want you to fail in any area. Make yourself available. Don't shy away from your duties in the church. Make yourself available, because it's only those that are available that God himself will impart their lives. So from verse 6, yes. Let me even start from 4, because you have known that you must not conform to the pattern of this world, verse 2, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind in this kingdom. Don't follow the world, and then you are not coming to church. Why didn't we see each other as we had? Don't worry, I felt I should rest. Wow. On a Sunday, when the Bible said we should come together to fellowship, then you are feeling you should rest. Ah, what type of Christian are you? Then you are still in the kingdom of this world doing what you like to do. Verse 3 says, for by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought. Pride must not take you over in this kingdom. Do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you. Just as each one of you has one body, with many members, and these members do not have the same function. So in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts in this body. Hallelujah, in this kingdom. You have gifts. How many of you will be given a gift and you don't use it? They give you a shoe today, you don't use the shoe. They give you a shirt today, you don't use the shirt. It will get stale where you ever put it. So you have been given gifts in this kingdom, and we must use them. We have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, you know, it started with spiritual gifts. If you admire it, God will give it to you. And you are committed to reading the word of God, serving, obedient to parents and obedient in the church, and you are doing the right things you ought to do, you have all these gifts. Let him use it in proportion to his faith. In this kingdom, God will increase your faith, and he's doing it right now. Verse 7 says, if it is serving, let him serve. Let us pray. You are not age group. Who's going to serve this one? Carry the Bible for who? God wants you to serve. Some of you will be with your bosses in the office. I don't know, some might not allow it, but if they allow it, serve them. You know, part of service, it's not that you carry people's Bible, carry people's things, no. Serve them, humbly, respect them. So they will know that you are full of respect. If he's teaching, let him teach, like I'm doing now. You know, I have a grace to teach, practical teaching, pulpit teaching, face-to-face teaching. I have the grace to do it. And God is going to increase my grace in doing it. Amen. If he's encouraging, some of you know how to really encourage people here. Let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, not tight hand, contributing to the needs of others, help people around you. Let him give generously. May God help you in that area. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. God will grant you the grace and understanding. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. These are all the characteristics of women that are properly in the kingdom. They give, they govern diligently, they are cheerful, they are great teachers that teach their children, they are encouragers that encourages, they are people that contribute to the needs of others, characteristics of women in the kingdom. It is love must be sincere. Love, love, love must be sincere. You won't say that you love me and then you... It must be sincere. What did you talking about? Can she do the same thing? Oh! Love, you must love one another. Jesus showed us this by washing the disciples' feet. Humble himself. Hate what is evil. In this kingdom, you must hate what is evil. In this kingdom, verse 9, you must cling to what is good. In this kingdom, you must be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Verse 10. In this kingdom, you must honor one another above yourself. In this kingdom, never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. You are always happy to serve God. Duty must, they call you to do something, you want to do it, you like this convention. I really thank God for all of you because I can see that you work hand in hand. You supported your pastor. You supported the work. I can see it. I'm seeing the cake. All what we do in London, you are doing it. So I can see you are coming up. Hallelujah. You are there already. Amen. In this kingdom, you'll be joyful in hope, patient in affliction. You must be faithful in prayer. A praying church. Huh? It's a powerful church. A word church. It's a strong church. Hallelujah. Thank God for that adage from Apostle Williams. In this church, you must be faithful in prayer. You must not be tired. Let me tell you, sometimes I'm tired. Confession time. But thank God that I have a husband that drives me and says, you can't be tired. Do you understand what I'm saying? So sometimes the enemy wants you to be lazy and make you to be tired. You better join the boat. Join the boat and pray. Do you understand? What do you say? I say, I'm tired. I want to sleep. You can't sleep. Jump into the boat. I have reasons for me to be tired. Not because I want to skip the prayers. But I cannot. Some of you, you are tired. Your husband says, can you? sorry, sleep. Or you say, sorry. Or your children, mom, I can't. You have to. Sometimes the kingdom suffered violence. Violent people have to do what? Take it by force. I thank God for Pastor Benson. I know we make sure that you take it by force. Even if he has been very lenient with you here, you have to take it by force. I know Tisha and brother already are not getting it easy at all. So, you know, sometimes I say to my children, you made a mistake by coming, but God knows that this is where I'm going to build you up very well. You know, when other people are saying they can't, you have to, because you must be an example to the church. So you are a leader in the church, you must carry your household with you. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with God's people who are in need. Share, giving hand, generosity. Share with God's people who are in need. When you see somebody, your brother is in need, and you have to pray. It's not easy. You have to pray. Hebrews said it. Your brother is in need, and you ask him to pray. Where is the love of God in your heart? Or something like that. It's in Hebrews. Your brother is in need. Instead of to dip your hand into your pocket and help. Pray. You know, it's not easy. We didn't get there easy. No. Be generous. Share with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. It's part of sharing. Don't be stingy. I tell you, my daughter's husband, my in-law, I will call. The first day I met him, he come to me and say, I have one question, you know. He said, "What's your question?" I said, "I hope you're not a stingy man. You can tell me that I'm rude because that's what came out of my mind." He looked down because he's looking for a wife, isn't he? And I'm not taking the opportunity. That's what God said I should ask. I said, "I hope you're not a stingy man because in this house we give." He looked down and he said to me, "Time will tell." Are you listening to me? He didn't answer more than saying that time will tell. Can I tell you that time is telling? It's not a stingy man. Some people, because where you are coming from, they are stingy. When you come, I raise my child not to be stingy. My child is a giver. And if you go to marry a stingy man, then we won't be a giver anymore. To even give will be a problem. I give, my husband give. We are great givers. I'm proud to say that. And I'm building this church up. Christ the Tabernacle gives. Amen. Amen. We are not stingy people. We raise the church to love each other and to give. So he told me, he said, "Time will tell." Do you know that time is telling? It's not only a good giver, but also someone that will cook for me that I will eat. I lick the plate very well. Are you listening to what I'm telling you? So time is actually telling. And he gives. But don't take advantage of people because they give. Some of you say, "My mommy preached it now. Do something, do something." That's not what I'm talking about. You give, and you, people will give to you. "Blessed are those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn." This is all about the kingdom. Live in harmony. Don't let me call that life. A lot of you understand now. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Yes. Do not be conceited. This is all about the kingdom. We are not proud. Science, I'm not proud, but we can see through your lifestyle that you are proud. The way you comport yourself, the way you address people, the way you talk to people. We can see that pride. May God help us. Amen. So that you'll be able to humble yourself. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Be peaceful. Jesus has brought peace to the world. So in this kingdom, we must be peaceful and live at peace with everyone. Talking to the church society, you must be peaceful. Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath. Yes. For it is written, "It is mine to avenge. I will repay," says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. We don't have enemy, amen. But you see anybody having this problem, help them. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil for good. Hallelujah. There's a lot to talk about the kingdom. Hence, the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but righteousness. I've read it to you. The kingdom of God is peace. The kingdom of God is joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That's all about the kingdom. And in this kingdom, as I've read to you, everyone has a gift. In this kingdom, everyone has an assignment. In this kingdom, may God grant us more grace to fulfill our assignment. Everybody, you must not come and be sitting down in the church and carry your bag and go. No. You must ask the pastor, which group? Thank God for the grace of God upon my life. There are several groups in the church. I'm all bearers. You have the Joannas. You have the Tabernacle women. Because this church, I'm speaking to you like this because this church is growing. This church is going to grow in great capacity. It's going to bring people to you. People that will do great and mighty things. People that will serve. People that will participate in the kingdom. People that will not leave you. People that will be established. That's why I'm saying this to you. You different groups will come up in this church. Amen. Groups that will teach our children. Amen. Groups that will be of example to our children. Amen. Groups that will speak graceful words. Ushers. Protocols. When you come to London, you see them in, and you dress well in this kingdom. Amen. Tie, bow tie, all the time you stand tall like that. Welcoming people. People we want to associate with you.
You don't want to talk to people, your mouth is smelly. No. In this kingdom, neatness, hygiene is compulsory. Hallelujah. In this kingdom, great things happen. So you have an assignment. Those of you that are here, you better take up your own assignment before other people comes and take it over. I said to you, women in the kingdom are compelled or mandate to live a real life in Christ. That's what I've just read to you. You are compelled. You are mandated to live a real life. You don't pretend. Don't live fake life. One leg in the world, one leg outside here. When they look at, what do you call those things? Instagram or what do you call it? When they go and look at your picture, it's a different picture, Facebook, and all these things that, yes, it reveals you. The breast is out in that one. We pick them out. When we see them, we call them, look at your, is that you? But that's your face. You can't deny it. So don't shy away, because when we get to every pastor, says, tell you, that we are the one that is going to really, God, we are going to face God. Especially those of us that are teaching, if you don't teach them. Go to Facebook, search them there. If you see any of your members, call them, show them. Is it you? Because Satan has a way of dealing with people. He wants to kill the work. All what he comes to do is to kill, to steal, and to destroy. We are not with them in university. Ah, do you know that in those days when my children are in university, when I have the time, now, just pray that God will give me to be that spring chicken that I used to be. Amen. Hallelujah. Want to be that spring chicken and worry about 4 feet. I'll be 3 inches or 4 inches shoe. Then I'm, you know. When I go to visit my children in the university, I dress like them. I dress like, is that your mom? Oh. One said, is that your girlfriend? Can your girlfriend come in? No, that's my mom for you. I dress like you and I speak like you. But I will teach my Bible. I listen to everybody who love me. Because when I'm going, I get gifts for them. I get everything for them. And when we get there, sit down, they are ready to listen to me. Because I'm their mom. Oh, don't worry. My mom is everybody's mom. And you have heard it today. I'm everybody's mom. And your mom here. Anywhere I go and I see you, once I know you have become my own child. Are you listening to me? That's why God brought you into this kingdom. Hallelujah. In this kingdom, you cannot be shaken. A kingdom that cannot be shaken. Knowing fully well that we are in a kingdom that cannot be shaken, we must be thankful. There are things you need to do in the kingdom. You have to be thankful, because in this kingdom you cannot be shaken. Because you cannot be shaken, I'm going to give you the scripture shortly. Because you cannot be shaken in this kingdom, you must be thankful. You must worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, knowing fully well that our God is a consuming fire. This is said in Hebrew. Don't just take God for granted. Don't just take any, you know, if you commit sin, he will wait until you come. I will be waiting for you. God is so patient. When you're unfaithful, he's faithful. You must reverence and serve him with awe, knowing that he's a consuming fire. Hebrews 12, 28 to 29. Write it down for that. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, a kingdom that cannot be shaken, that is the kingdom you are in. Let us be what? I want you, is this not on the screen? Let us be what? Thankful. Let's say it together, thankful. And so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. That's what I've just told you. For our God is a consuming fire. I've spoken about principles of holiness in this kingdom. Can I round up this morning? Because there's so much to say, I don't even know where to start and to stop again. In this kingdom, we must fulfill God's divine appointment. Or God's divine mandate. In this kingdom, we have the high call of God in our lives. Say to your neighbor, neighbor.
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 You have the high call
of God.
In your life.
In your life.
Maybe you don't know. Maybe you don't know. Say it again. Neighbor.
You have
a high call
of God
in your life.
In your life.
So don't take this kingdom easy at all.
Hallelujah.
If I may ask you, after you have said that, why are you in the kingdom? You must know this, that You made a decision to be in the kingdom by yourself. And it is not because of anyone that you are in this kingdom. I've read to you, not because of your neighbor. Like I was in the kingdom because of my neighbor until I met Christ in 1969. Not because of anyone, not because of Pastor Benson. You are here for yourself. You made a decision by yourself to be in the kingdom. And that's why Jesus accepted you, made things easy for you. Therefore, for this reason, everybody must serve God with fear and trembling. Amen. Underline that word, fear and trembling. Know you fully well that everyone will be rewarded for what they have done in the bodily form, either good or bad. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Go and read it. Read it up to chapter 6, verse 2. Therefore, we are always confident and know that as long as we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. We live by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So we make it our goal to please him. In this kingdom, we have to please God and not man. Whether we are at home in the body or away from it. Hallelujah. Go and read that scripture. It will reflect great things for you. In the kingdom, I want to take us to some people that actually fulfill their mandate in the kingdom. I first of all make reference to our brother Paul, yeah, who met God on the way to Damascus. There is something that is said in the scriptures. He forgot about the past. He looked forward to the high call of God upon his life. Hallelujah. Go with me to that book of Philippians chapter 3 as I'm rounding up this morning. Knowing fully well that the kingdom of God is not only playing, eating, drinking, and everything. Let's look at the book of Philippians chapter 3. I think verse 12. Yes. Hallelujah. As I conclude this morning. So in this kingdom, let's follow suit. Paul was a dangerous man. When you read the book of Acts chapter 9, you'll be able to read all about him. Acts from 7, how he was planning to kill all the Christians and doing a lot of things. There are many of us like that. We don't do it to show that people are seeing. Killing people at their back. God has delivered you today. But the same Paul now said, not that I have already obtained all this, or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brother, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Paul was left every other thing behind, forgetting about the past and looking forward to the heavenly call that God has called him. He wants to wear that crown at all costs. And for that reason, we are also called into the kingdom. To wear the crown that will last forever. Amen. I'm not surprised we are called the women of royal destiny. That's why we must carefully wear that crown. Hallelujah. I cited Esther for us on Friday. Esther, what was needed for the kingdom was holiness in the kingdom. And he was a virgin. Because they have resume. They have what do you call this thing again that they used to advertise for that role? A good profile that Esther had. A virgin girl, an obedient girl. You know? That's what takes him to marry, to be the bride of the king. We are the bride of Christ Jesus. He's coming back to take us home shortly. Hallelujah. Let's forget about our past. I used to be worldly, forget about it.
I'm disobedient, forget about it. I'm this, I'm that, forget about it. Listen to this message again and again. Let it captivate you. And lift up your eyes to the hills of God, because that's where you can get help from. Look forward to that great call of God upon your life, so that you can wear the crown with him to the end. No, we are fighting the good fight of faith at this time, but the end we shall win. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus also, as I finally end, also fulfilled God's mandate upon his life. Let's look at that book of Matthew. Let's go to Luke first before I end it up with Matthew. Luke chapter 4. Sorry about this. I need to Jesus. Oh. I want to get that scriptures because where he said the Spirit of God is upon him, as where he was, where he quoted Isaiah when he had opportunity to speak to the people. Yes, it's Luke 4:14. No, before, okay. So Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit. You will return back to Bristol. Hallelujah. Amen. To Bristol City in the power of the Spirit with this message that you have gotten. Or to anywhere, your villages that you have come from. And news about him spread through the whole country. All your friends, they will speak about you. Amen. Like my friends are speaking about me today. Ah, do you see her today? Thank God. You should have listened to her. Because in those days, I preach like birds. I fly to everybody. When I have opportunity, even in my flying career, I sit down with you on a standby. I'm teaching the word of God. Today, they all see it. They say, we are not surprised. He taught in their synagogues, and everybody praised him. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day, he went into the synagogue, as was his custom, and he stood up to read the scroll of the prophet Isaiah, which was handed to him. What did he read there? Unrolling it, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The same is upon you this morning. Amen. He has anointed you to preach the good news. He has anointed Jesus' assignment. He was anointed. Isaiah prophesied it, and it happened in the book of Luke. He was anointed to preach the good news. Can I say to you that you are anointed this day to preach the good news? Amen. Preach the good news to the poor in spirit, those in the world. You don't need to join them. Go and bring them into Christ. He has sent you to proclaim the freedom for the prisoners. One of the purposes of Jesus on earth was to proclaim freedom for the prisoners. People that have been held bound in the world, in drugs. People that you have known that are going in and out of prison. People that you have known that are doing odd things, stealing and all the rest of that. That's the people that God has called you to. He didn't call you to go and bring other people from other churches that are receiving the word. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight to the blind. There are many people that are spiritually blind there or physically blind. Ask God, he will use you. Because that's part of the spiritual gift. Healing is part of it. Ask God to release the oppressed. There are many people oppressed in their mind. God has sent us to them. If Jesus was sent to them, we are also sent to them. To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Hallelujah. Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Amen. You will do the same. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's look at how Jesus, because we need how Jesus fulfilled his mandate on assignment. Matthew chapter 4. During the time of Jesus on earth, he went about doing good. First of all, the calling of the first disciples. There are many people that you have to disciple. In fulfilling his mandate, he called the 12 disciples. He said, as Jesus, verse 18, as Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Say you are fishing fishes. Now it's men that you'll be fishing. And I prophesy into your life. You have been going to eat fish and chips. Now you are going to chip and fish.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
As once they left their net and followed him, they will follow you.
Amen.
They will listen to you.
Amen.
At once they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers. You have more disciples in this bridge too. Pastor Benson, the work has just started.
Amen.
There is no sitting down. No, just fold your sleeves and start the work. Those of you that are still going from to many other places. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers. James and John, all your Jameses, all your Johns, all your, I don't know, Andrew, all your Peters, they are coming.
Amen.
And they are here.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. They were in the boat with their father. As they are coming, they bring their families. Preparing, Jesus called them. And immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. They will follow you.
Amen.
They will be established.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Jesus, in fulfilling his assignment, said he healed the sick. Jesus went throughout Galilee teaching in their synagogue, preaching the good news. He did not go empty-handed. The good news of the kingdom, that's what you have to preach. And healing every disease and sicknesses among the people. You will do the same.
Amen.
Boldness come upon you this day.
Amen.
News about him spread all over Syria, and people brought to him all who are ill with various diseases, those suffering severe pain, the demon possessed, those having seizures, and the paralyzed, and he healed them. Large crowd from Galilee and Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and the region across the Jordan followed him. Thank God we saw all these things. What was Jesus preaching? Read the book of Matthew chapter 5. Preach to the poor in spirit. You go out there to do the same thing. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. Preach to those people that are still in the dark kingdom to come in. Blessed are those who mourn. They'll be comforted. Please minister to people that are mourning. And they were comforted. Minister to the meek. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they will be filled. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even members of the church that are falling, you know, sleeping during prayers or something like that, trying not to go to church. They hunger, they thirst, but he ministered to them, they were filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, and they will see God. Blessed, you know, there's many people that are still out there that are pure in heart. They do even better. We have to go to them so that they can come to church, and we can raise them more. Blessed are the pure in heart, and they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness. There are many on the field evangelizing. And they are persecuted. Some, their head is cut off. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you. When people insult you, there are a lot of us that are preaching and people are insulting us. Even in the church, they still insult you. When they insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me, rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophet who were before you. This is Jesus fulfilling his own mandate of the kingdom. And he confirms to them that you was teaching about the salt and the light, that you are the salt and the light of this world. And I use this to round up with you, that you are the salt and the light. As you go, people will follow you.
Amen.
As you go, people will honor you.
Amen.
As you go, people will accept you.
Amen.
As you go, people will receive you with love and kindness, in the name of Jesus. Receive the boldness.
Amen.
Receive the grace.
Amen.
Receive the understanding.
Amen.
When you read the word, you understand it like never before. You will fulfill your assignment.
Amen.
You will fulfill your mandate.
Amen.
In the things of the kingdom, you will never fail.
Amen.
The Lord will bring you and seat you with him in the heavenly realms, amen, so that you can rule with him forevermore. Amen. You will make heaven at all cost, amen, in the name of the Father, amen, and of the Son, amen, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. With this in mind, I release the microphone to Pastor Benson.
Thank you very much.